words. How many of you did? You knew that there were words to it? Excuse me?
I knew the first
one. You knew the first one, okay. When I saw that, it really struck me, because at the end of the first and the last verse, God is near. Really, in the original, it's God is nigh, because it rhymes with the words in the previous verse, but it's the same thing. God is near, no matter what. Now, as it mentioned, that, you know, taps is played like at a military funeral service. And that speaks to me, you know, that they're paying respect for a fallen soldier, but yet there's comfort because God is near. There's comfort. In the same way, taps is played in the evening when the day is over and everybody's supposed to be, you know, going to sleep. And even then, the day is over. No matter what your troubles might have been that day, your fears, your tribulations, whatever you've gone through, God is near. He's watching over you while you sleep. To me, it's just a powerful, whether you want to call it a song or whatever, but the words really, really spoke to me. So I wanted you to hear that, especially in Memorial Day, you know, which is tomorrow. So, would you put the scripture up? There are many examples in the Bible of memorials. And in some cases, people just did it on their own. In some cases, it was directed by God. And this is one such instance where God directed that there be a memorial. Okay? And this is from Joshua chapter 4, and verses 1 to 8, and then I skip to 21 to 24. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua. So this is when they're entering the promised land. After the death of Moses, God is saying, okay, it's time now for you to go into the promised land and possess it. Okay, so when all the people had crossed over the Jordan, remember now, the Lord dried up the Jordan so the people could cross over, just like he did the Red Sea. So the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. So pick up 12 big stones that were in the middle of the Jordan, and carry them to the place where you're camping. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe, and Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever. So we're not talking about like a rock, because he's saying, pick up these things on your shoulder. So we're talking about big stones. 12 of them. Make a pile out of them and keep them there as a memorial. So every time you see this pile of stones, you will remember what the Lord God did for you in drying up the Jordan so you could cross over and go into the promised land. God wanted them to remember, and he used this symbol, if you want to call it, this pile of stones to be a memorial. So it's good that we have memorials. It's good that we remember our fallen heroes. It's good that we remember the things that God has done in our lives. And some people, you know, record such things in a journal as kind of a memorial. Some people do other things, perhaps. You know, it's, we all have different tastes and whatever, and do things differently. But it's good to remember. Could be a photograph of something in particular. Could be a souvenir, a trinket of some sort, that causes us to remember every time we see it how good God is and what He has done for us in our lives. It's one of the purposes of a memorial. And here, this is just one example, like I said. There are many, many throughout the Bible. It's important that we remember, because it's so easy. We get caught up in the day's activities or just the act of living. We get distracted. Sometimes we get troubled. All manner of things cause us to lose our focus on God in an attempt to draw us away to other things. And it's important that we all have something to remind us of how good God is. That's why it's important to spend time with Him every day. That's why it's important to read Scripture every day, be in prayer every day. But also other things, to have other things, these little memorials to remind us of how good God is. Now, tomorrow is officially Memorial Day. It's the day that we honor our fallen servicemen and women, those who have passed on and served their country. And I was thinking about that, and thinking about memorials and everything, and why don't we remember, as well as our fallen servicemen and women, those from this church who have passed on? So I made a little list of names of people that I personally knew since coming to this church, that I personally got to know, that during my time here have passed on. And I arranged their names alphabetically, and I want to read them to you as kind of a memorial to them. Now, I realize that there were probably some other people that you knew that passed on that perhaps I didn't know. People that have moved someplace, another town, another state maybe, that, you know, during my time here, but I never knew those people. So, these, again, are just the people that I knew. And in alphabetical order, Gene DeBeyser, Mary Lou Fleming, Ron Hermanette, Marge Hyman, Eric McKee, Ruth Miller, Joyce Munger, Mary Nortier, David Payne, Nancy Payne, Martin Sepler, Edith Sweet, Clara Van Hennigem, Joyce Van Hennigem, and Lena Whipple. All of them were near and dear to us, but they have all passed on to glory. And I just wanted to recite their names as a memorial to them. These were Christian soldiers, so to speak, in the service of the Lord, who have passed on. So it was very fitting that even on Memorial Day, that not only do we remember our servicemen and women, but we remember our Christian brothers and sisters who fought the good fight, who passed on to glory. But, like I said, these were people that I knew personally. Do you want to add anyone to that list to remember? I'll give you the opportunity to add a name to it. Perhaps somebody that I didn't know, that you knew. Is there anybody that wants to add to that list? Okay. I didn't know them. Bill and Carol Wimple. I'm sorry? Who? Bernie Nortier? Okay. Bernie Nortier, Carol Wimple. Anybody else? Your son, Zach. Yes. Bill Swain. Okay. Marta Hyman, yes, I did mention her. Yes. Anyone else that you want to add to that list?
Pat and Tom Ormsby.
Pat and Tom Ormsby, okay. Barbara Mansfield, okay. Yeah, none of these people I really knew. But it's good for us to honor their memory. To remember them. Today is a perfect day to do that. Anyone else? Who? Oh, the donor of the community. Okay, I don't know who that was, but donor of the community center. Okay. Okay. Sam and Betty McKay. Okay. Okay, we honor their memory. Okay. So, we have our little memorial. What I want to do is just observe a moment of silence in their honor and to honor our servicemen and women also. So please join me in a moment of silence. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the people here in this church that we knew who have passed on to glory. We thank you for their service. We thank you for their lives and the blessings that they were to us. And we pray that at some time during their lives, we likewise were a blessing to them. We honor their memory, Lord. We also honor the memory of our fallen servicemen and women who gave their lives that we might be here free today to worship you and honor you. Thank you, Lord, so very much for all their service. Our military veterans who have passed on, our Christian soldier brothers and sisters, as I said, who have fought the good fight and passed on. Thank you for all the sacrifices that they made that we might continue on. Help us to live lives, Lord, that are worthy, that honor you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.